But I want to go briefly to Micheál Lehane in Leinster House. And Micheál, we have a deal. Boris Johnson, presently he has just started giving his news conference with Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels. But from the Irish government point of view, a nervous wait for this vote on Saturday, and the numbers not looking good for Mr. Johnson, as Gary Gibbon was telling us.
Yeah, a nervous wait, and that clearly is the initial reaction here. Some relief early in the morning that a deal had been struck, but now people really beginning to look to those numbers. And it's interesting, Anya, that there are many politicians within here who have close links with MPs in Westminster. That comes from sitting in different British-Irish parliamentary forums over the years, and they've been making many calls this morning, and all the word coming back would not be of the positive variety when it comes to getting that deal through Westminster. So the repeated message here is that we have been at this point many times before. Just one other thing, the Cabinet will meet at 2:30. Simon Coveney will chair that, where ministers will get the formal update about this agreement.
Stay with us, Micheál. We'll take a clip of Boris Johnson talking now.
Undertaken by both sides. And I agree very much, Jean-Claude, with what you said about protecting the peace process in the island of Ireland and in Northern Ireland. And, of course, for us in the UK, it means that we can deliver a real Brexit that achieves our objectives. And it means that the UK leaves whole and entire on October the 31st. And it means that Northern Ireland and every other part of the UK can take part not just in free trade deals, offering our tariffs, exporting our goods around the world, but it also means that we can take together as a single united kingdom decisions about our future, about our laws, our borders, our money, and how we want to run the UK. And those decisions will be taken.
So an initial reaction there from Boris Johnson, that news conference continuing. And as you say, Micheál, it's all down to the numbers now.
It's all down to the numbers, and of course the government emphasising too that yes, what has been delivered here is not the backstop, but it achieves the aims of the backstop. So there is no great problem in Leinster House. We heard that this morning during leaders' questions again, that sense of the collective when it comes to Brexit, that has been maintained, but it's elsewhere that the difficulties and the tension stems from here now.
Micheál Lehane in Leinster House, thank you.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia Sportage. New for 2020, the Kia Sportage. Now with advanced mild hybrid technology.
And Damien O'Mara has the sports news.
On you, the headlines this lunchtime. The Irish head coach Joe Smith has made three changes to his starting lineup ahead of Saturday's Rugby World Cup quarter-final against New Zealand. Rob Kearney returns at full back. Gary Ringrose will play at outside centre alongside Robbie Henshaw in place of the suspended Bundiaki. Peter O'Mahony named in the back row. That match live on RTE Radio 1. It's also live on RTE 2 television. Kickoff 11:15. Gavin Moynihan is well placed after his opening round at the French Open at Le Golf National in Paris. A 3-under par 68 sees him just three shots behind the current leader George Coetzee, who's at 6-under. A bad day for Paul Dunne, 6-over after his opening round. Snooker's ranking English Open continues. Mark Allen faces Louis Heathcote in the last 32. The winner will face either Fergal O'Brien or Barry Hawkins in the next round. And racing is ongoing in Tremor. The 12:30 has gone to number 3 Alpha Mix at a price of 11-4. 1 o'clock to number 4 Macho Mover at a price of 4-1. While the 1:30 a short time ago has gone to number 1 Envol Piergy, the 5-2 on favourite.
Damien, thank you for that, and a reminder of the main news this lunchtime. The Democratic Unionist Party has said it would not be able to support the Brexit deal in the British Parliament. The DUP said the deal drives a coach and horses through the Belfast Agreement because that agreement's principles of consent were being abandoned in favour of majority rule. Their statement came after the European Union and the United Kingdom agreed a deal on Brexit, which the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will put before the House of Commons at a special sitting on Saturday. And that's the news this Thursday lunchtime. Our editor was Brendan Fitzpatrick. Gar Duffy was on sound. Liveline is next. So until tomorrow at one from all the team, good afternoon.
RTE Radio 1.
Imbolc, Baltana, Lunasa, Samhain, Galway 2020. Are you ready for a year of extraordinary creativity? Galway is European Capital of Culture 2020. Let the magic in. Visit galway2020.ie. RTE and TG Car supporting Galway 2020.
Being future ready, it's a powerful feeling. Like putting your out of office on for your holidays. Start time now, end time 2 whole glorious weeks from now. Happy days. Or like pedalling to the top of the hill and knowing that now it's just freewheeling all the way to your front door. Whee! Feel powerful about your future. Talk to a financial broker about a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance. Awarded Investment Excellence by Brokers Ireland 2018. Zurich Life Assurance PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
RTE Radio 1.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Elijah Jose, Elijah, good afternoon, and congratulations to you and your wife, Silty. You've had a new baby. When was the baby born?
Hi, thanks very much, Joe. Baby born on 15th morning, 4 o'clock.
Okay, last Tuesday morning, so it's brilliant.
Yes, yes.
And everything okay?
Everything is fine, except my wife has some walking difficulty.
Okay, because she's walking. Okay, because you are a staff nurse in Beaumont Hospital.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, so you've made some observations about the Rotunda Hospital, the oldest maternity, continuously operating maternity hospital in the world, located, as people know, at the top of O'Connor Street in Dublin. What have you observed that have left you unhappy?
Joe, it's not particularly Rotunda. My first two babies born in another hospital, Coombe Hospital, and wherever all the maternity hospital, what I found it is, it's